probably have heard a lot about gentle parenting, maybe even more than you want. You may have children in your classes that have parents who use this method. It's a method in which parents stay calm, steady, and are careful about the words they say. Their focus is not really just stopping misbehavior, but with connecting with children too, and sometimes breathing with the child so they can catch the adult's calm. I've done this lots of times, actually, in certain situations, and I'm gonna tell you, it works. I'll be breathing, I can calm a child down by just start steady breathing and they breathe with me. But the operative word here is it works in some situations. There are other situations that I think need more. Here are two things I would add to gentle parenting. The first is to remember that the more attention you give to a child, the more they feel rewarded for the behavior and the more they'll probably do it again. Because if I'm gonna sit and breathe or go over with a child for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they're getting a lot of attention during that time. The second thing I would add is that the adult needs to have many strategies for teaching a child new behaviors. Oh, absolutely, we cannot keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results. For example, when a child bites someone, I wrote a whole book called No More Biting, packed with strategies. Rather than just sitting and breathing with a child, they're specific for children who bite. I have another book called No More Battles with Strong-Willed Children, and another called No More Disrespect, and the list goes on. There are specific strategies for the different misbehaviors. So here's the thing. Every child is unique. Every adult is unique. And it's important we don't fall into a cookie cutter mode. Let's take the best from each thing and use that along with what works for the individual child. Because after all, that's what it's all about, getting through to that child and teaching them not to ever do that again and appropriate behaviors. So have a great day. You are a difference maker. You are part of the Applebaum family of difference makers.